This is the second go-round on the chart of Jim Jones. I should qualify by saying that the first reading I felt was most unsatisfactory, and so I redid the reading itself with a different approach. I would probably have never taken this chart out to read it had I not been specifically instructed, although on two prior occasions I have glanced at planetary patterns when I was in a frame of mind that made me look at the chart for reassurance. As you listen to the reading, I hope you'll bear in mind that my attitude toward whatever I see in the chart is one, let's say I fear for my own limitations. It's very hard to conceive for others beyond your own conceptual patterns, and yet I'm very aware of your state of development and am very aware that you have gone far beyond me in conceptual patterns, and so I feel very insufficient at approaching this chart. Not so with most of the charts that I approach. I do not necessarily feel that I'm superior to them, but I feel that I can comprehend what I see or look it up or figure it out in some way, that I at least have a fighting chance with most charts. I'm very conscious of my own personal limitations as I look at this chart. Not comparatively speaking, but as a reader. Comparatively speaking, I don't even compare myself, frankly. But as a reader, I worry that my concepts are not going to be sufficiently developed to give a correct interpretation to what I see. In the areas where I find some possible help that I might be able to be, then understand that even though I may voice it as such, I don't necessarily consider that I'm correct in that, and I'm voicing it not out of confidence, but out of reluctance not to say whatever I see in the chart, because I feel that even though I may not correctly interpret it, I may give you enough of the clues that it might be of some benefit to you. I certainly don't consider myself an authority when I look at your chart. At some charts, yes. At your chart, no. As a result, I've also done a great deal more chart work than I would ordinarily do, because while most charts, all of the patterns over long periods of time do not hit them beyond just a limited way, with you, every little nuance seems to become of major importance. Every little tiny thing seems to take on such major importance in your life and is magnified out of all proportion when it materializes into your life pattern. So I mention what I feel I should mention as I go through the chart. It's not mentioned in judgmental way or in even a role of authority, but rather humbly, because I certainly don't feel like I'm sufficiently qualified to tell you what is going to be in your future. In the first place, as an astrologer, I do not believe in exact destiny, with few exceptions. Some points I do believe are exact destiny. Most points I believe can be altered. I don't think most people apply more than about 3% of the willpower that they have allotted them. That's not true in your case, but that's with most charts. So it's much easier to read most charts where they're not going to be applying will, where it might be of some benefit to you in the reading of this chart is to advise you of some of the currents that seem to be coming, some of the image patterns that seem to be materializing, and that you can possibly correct, alter, or modify as you choose. And it is with this thought in mind that I mention things that may come out, or I might phrase not correctly, but that might be of some service to you. As you listen, you might be able to correct the interpretation. I repeat, I'm really very, very reluctant to read this chart. It's taken me days of looking through other material, things I've written in the past, because I realize my books have been down. My mind has been turned from this for so long that while I still remember a tremendous amount, there's a tremendous amount of small things, important things, as I would look at a chart like yours, that wouldn't be in mind if I hadn't done this review that I've been doing in the last few days. So I have done a tremendous amount of review. I've gotten out books. I've studied the eclipse patterns that have struck your chart in past years, gone back on the regressions and the other cycles to see, because things that are operative, an eclipse pattern lasts until the transit of Saturn crosses the eclipse point, closing it off. So everything that hasn't been cut off by a transit of Saturn is still operative in your chart. And so I have to consider those, because those eclipses are still hitting you, such as the one I will make reference to that struck at the time, January of 72. I think that was about the time that John came along. But anyway, I qualify the reading before I give it. Now, what I would like to do first on this side of the tape is to give you a brief introduction of what I am reading, since I do not read as traditional astrologers do. They read by definition, by rote, by memory, by things they've learned have happened. In a way, I read that also, but I read based on a theory of the magnetic fields. You mentioned that you were a stark materialist. Well, I don't know that that's too far from where I am. Perhaps I phrase it differently, but in fact, I have always demanded to know and understand whatever I believe in, and there has to be a reason for it, or I'm not able to fully accept it. Just as I have looked and searched and plotted until I found the text material that satisfied me on the studies of socialism and communism, which I have prepared, and I will give you a copy of some of the things I've worked out, not of my own origin, but rather things that I've found that support a structure that people can work from. With astrology, I feel that we're dealing with tension patterns applied to energy. Now, exactly where the energy comes, or if it's pre-existing, I'm not sure. But during the studies of the scientists over a two-year period, I think they called it the Great Geophysical Year. I mean, geo-earth, that relativity. I don't know if you were knowledgeable or conscious of it at the time it was going on, because you were involved in revolutionary activities and I was involved in rather scientific pursuit of astrology at that time. So I was paying attention to what they were digging up that I could apply to what I wanted to study for. the thing that they came out with, I would say the most pronounced thing they came out with was that matter is tension applied to energy. In other words, that material form is tension applied to energy. A tension of one sort applied to the energy field brings about the formation of matter, which implies a pre-existing plan or thought form or something to comprise the tension, which is why, or an explanation to me, why you're so readily able to materialize. Of course, your chart shows intense ability to bring into form, and it shows unusual perception and planning, and it shows the revolutionary in the field of seed formation. That is the seed formation for the plan for the whole earth field. This is the basic root of your whole life this time. But what I'm trying to explain is that everything that I read in the chart is based on this tension pattern. I will give to you, in case you'd like to peruse it, a manuscript I gave to you earlier on fusion of man into God, which, and here again, God per se, as I'm referring to it, I'm not making reference to as a person or an entity, but rather as an archetypal form. In other words, achieving that stage of form or structure, achieving that stage of development. This comes across at points in my writing, but because most people do not relate to that, I don't particularly stress it. But Carl Jung mentioned the great archetypes that dominate the earth field. And it's my personal theory that the archetypes are represented by the planetary combinations. In other words, Neptune-Pluto combination gives an archetypal form relative to the God plan in its most sensitive development. That Uranus-Pluto relates to the image we call the Christ in the earth field. That Neptune-Pluto, Pluto representing the cosmic factor, Neptune representing the Holy Spirit or the seed plan, the ultimate seed plan for the earth field. This basic archetype combines each with the others, and they come to bring certain image into the consciousness of the people. And a person works toward whatever image is dominating them in the chart pattern based on their motivation and their ability to develop the people that come into their life that modify their own motivation and that enable them to see themselves, to see the illusion of self and to see the plan and the program toward which they might work, the goal toward which they might work. So the planets then in my readings represent archetypal image content and or tensions that go to apply or to, excuse me, not apply, that go to manifest this type of archetypal form in one or another manifestation depending on the kind of aspect, the planetary combination, the sign it's in, the house it's in, the whole thing all goes to modify the ultimate form that's produced. But you're dealing with very material forms, and going back behind that, you're dealing with a very simple formula that matter is tension applied to energy. So that mind tension applied to an intense energy field is able to materialize at a very rapid rate, which is what you do. You modify for other people the image content that they have because you see through much clearer vision the top archetypal form you might say, that they could achieve, you don't pick for them the form that you could achieve, you pick for them the form that they can achieve, and you present that to them in a way that they can see it, which enables them to work at whatever level they are, which is probably the greatest thing that you are able to give to those who follow you, is because you have this thing in your chart which we call the kingmaker aspect, and you make of a person a king or a queen wherever they are and at whatever level. You give them something that they can achieve. The other factors in the chart are the cycles, the unfolding cycles. Now, here again, we're dealing with the magnetic fields and the unfoldment of the energy pattern. According to a research scientist that I studied with, a former research scientist on the ICBMs, the wave, as such, can be measured, and it forms a structure at certain points, and it's on this basis that I read the aspects in the chart. In this book, Fusion of Man into God, there is at the back appended three or four pages that explain the aspects and the construction points. You can relate it two ways, either to the child, where the conjunction or seed point, the 0 degree angle, relates to the seed of the plant or the birth of the child. Then the opening square, the 90 degree point in the cycle, represents the child at about age 7, where the form and the structure are well started, the bone structure is developed, but it isn't in mature form. In the plant, this would be the breaking of ground point. The opening square would be the point at which the plant breaks ground and sends its first shoot up. The opposition, or the 180-degree point, would be the fulfillment point of the self. It would be the child at age 14, where the material form is pretty well developed. The opposition in the plant would be the point where the bud is formed, where it's just starting to bud. The closing square, the 270-degree point in the chart, is the fruition point, the point of achievement, the point of testing, where you find out, in other words, the proof of the fruit is in the eating, so you get to eat the fruit at that point, whether it's good or bad. In the life, this is the child at age 21, when he has developed to the point that we see what he's got to offer. That's the form is fully developed and mature, and then there is yet a point, another 7 years that goes before, at age 28 or 29, he reaches the point of his first maturity, where there's a dissolution of a first old pattern and the beginning of another seed pattern, and this is, then the plant is the point at which the plant goes to seed in the closing or final aspect, where it comes back to a conjunction again. So that's explaining it briefly. If you're interested, you can look at the material that I will give you with this, which is which does have a more, perhaps more detailed explanation of the aspects, the harmony aspects, and the all of them as you go around the cycle of 360 degrees. So that's a brief explanation of that. And,
I would mention only one other thing, and that is that I had one client come to me that completely dispelled or disproved every theory that I had in connection with the tension field. And that was, I looked at her chart, and I looked at her, and I looked at her chart again, and I looked at her, and then I said, "You've given me the wrong data. This chart is not you." And she said, well, she was sorry she had given me the correct data. And I said, well, tell me, were you as a child an extremely nervous person? And she said, yes, very much so. And I said, well, that gives me a little more hope in the chart. I said, what have you done in your life pattern that has completely altered the intense, extreme nervousness shown by this chart? And she told me she had gone to Burma, or down in that area to the islands, and had studied with some Buddhists, and in the process had been given a series of exercises where she developed intense concentration abilities, and she learned to hold the mind at attention at all times. And this was done through a simple method of feeling, and feeling the breath as it extended beyond the form, and feeling, paying attention to what she felt in her hands as she moved the muscles, paying attention to the feeling in the arms and the legs as she moved and as she walked, trying to feel everything that was going on in her body at one time, and to hold her mind on that intensely. And she wasn't allowed to talk to anyone for 6 months. When she'd have anything wrong, she'd have to focus her mind in the area that, of wherever the pain was, until it would dispel. So anyway, she had an experience there, and she left. It was interesting. I later, in a CPA firm I worked for, was talking to a little Burmese Buddhist girl, and I told her about this woman and said, you know, did she know of anyone that could get me some information on this form of study? So this young lady wrote to a priest in Burma, a Buddhist priest who was a friend of hers, and he did send me a little pamphlet which has this exact method in it. I think they call it the Sunlun method. I'm not sure that's correct. Anyway, I have the pamphlet on it, but it is a study of holding the mind at conscious attention and study of concentration in that way. So this develops a mind tension of such a nature that it can completely dispel the static aspects of the chart, and so I know that all aspects of the chart can be overcome in the same way. And I mentioned that just to qualify, as I'm reading your chart, while I may be reading one thing, I also realize that you are able to overcome anything that you choose to in the chart, save the initial archetypes themselves, which all archetypes are fine. There's nothing wrong with any of those. In anybody's chart, it's just the level that they have developed of them. Some people have developed very low levels and some are very high. But I add this qualifying note. Now, if you would put your tape on fast, forward a minute to the end of the tape, then I'll turn the tape over to do the actual reading of the chart so that it starts on a fresh side and you don't have to go through this preliminary whenever you want to, if you should happen to want to review the reading at any time. So stop the machine and then put it on fast forward to the end of the tape and then turn it, if you would, please.